This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda in Odisha. The projects span across various sectors including telecommunications, railways, higher education, healthcare, skill development, rural housing sectors, among others. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express between Odisha's Behrampur and Udna in Surat, Gujarat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said Odisha is moving speedily ahead through a double-engine government. He confirmed that the central government has recently approved two semiconductor units in the state and plans to develop a semiconductor park, representing a significant step in advancing Odisha's industrial and technological growth.
चाहे टैक्स में कमी हो या फिर आधुनिक कनेक्टिविटी हम सुविधा और समृद्धि का रास्ता बना रहे हैं इससे उड़ीसा को बहुत फायदा हो रहा है उड़ीसा में आज 6 वंदे भारत ट्रेनें चल रही है करीब 60 रेलवे स्टेशनों का आधुनिकीकरण किया जा रहा है झारसुगुड़ा का वीर सुरेंद्र राय एयरपोर्ट आज देश के कई प्रमुख शहरों से जुड़ चुका है मिनरल्स और माइनिंग से अब उड़ीसा को कहीं अधिक पैसा मिल रहा है सुभद्रा योजना से भी ओडिशा की माताओं बहनों को निरंतर सहायता मिल रही है
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो लॉन्च्ड ओवर 97,500 न्यू 4G मोबाइल टावर्स एस्टैब्लिश्ड बाय BSNL इंक्लूडिंग 92,600 विद द लेटेस्ट 4G टेक्नोलॉजी प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टुडे शेयर्ड एन आर्टिकल ऑन द ट्रांसफॉर्मेटिव इम्पैक्ट ऑफ GST सिंप्लीफिकेशन एंड सिटीजन फर्स्ट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डेवलपमेंट Quoting the article by Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, in a social media post, Mr. Modi mentioned that GST simplification and citizen-first infrastructure reflect disciplined planning, attention to detail, and commitment, ensuring that benefits reach every citizen. Before the Bihar Assembly elections, the political activities have intensified in the state. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, on the second day of his Bihar visit, is holding discussions with party workers and leaders regarding the elections and strategies. During the meeting, Mr. Shah emphasized unity within the NDA and urged the workers to ensure a resounding majority for the party in the assembly elections. On the other hand, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav is holding Kirpuri Ati Pichhada Adhikar Sammelan at Patna. AIMIM chief Asaduddin Owaisi has organized workers' conventions in several districts of the Simanchal region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Brazil Foreign Affairs Minister Mauro Vieira, and the Minister in Presidency for Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities of South Africa, Sindisiwe Chikunga, held a meeting on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. In the media statement of the 13th IPSA Trilateral Ministerial Commission meeting, the ministers strongly condemned the gruesome killing of civilians in the recent terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam. The ministers called for concerted actions against all UN-listed terrorists and terrorist entities including Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Lashkar-e-Tayyaba, Jaish-e-Mohammed, other proxy groups and their facilitators. The ministers recalled that IPSA was created to promote coordination on global issues between the three large pluralistic, multicultural and multi-ethnic democracies of Asia, South America and Africa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 126th episode of the monthly radio program. The Kol Desert Biosphere Reserve in Himachal Pradesh has been inducted into the UNESCO World Network of Biosphere Reserves. The announcement was made at the World Congress of Biosphere Reserves in Hangzhou, China, underscoring the region's value as a model for sustainable development. In Para World Archery Championships, India secured a total of 7 medals and won 2 historic individual compound gold medals on the final day of the competition today in Gwangju, South Korea. And that's the end of this news bulletin.